Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's the matter with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing.
Sailing?
Sailing lightly.
Did you get away from here? Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Re-upped myself. That's why I'm out of breath. Whew. Running around the mega studios here, getting things straight. Thanks for Sexy Mojo. Thanks to Sexy Mojo for calling in, or not calling in yet, but joining me in the chat room. As always, love and respect. I gotta catch my breath here, so I'm gonna go into some more music. You're tuned to the Re-Up with Vince, and I'm going to go into some, I want to be playing stoner-friendly tunes for the next 2 hours. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. What's up, Vince in the Bay? It's the re-up. Taking your calls at 3-something. I don't know. There's a 3 in there somewhere. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with you. I want to thank Sexy Mojo and Michael Jackson's Ghost for stopping in. We would love to play some Michael Jackson, but that requires that Michael Jackson's Ghost actually calls in. And so until he does that, I will not be playing any Michael Jackson. I'd love to play, for example, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, or Off the Wall, or PYT, or Shake Your Body, or Working Day and Night. You know, I'm down with some Michael Jackson, but and there's definitely Michael Jackson music that's stoner friendly. I am going to try to stay with the theme of stoner friendly music, but I'm willing to veer off the path. But I just re-upped here for the re-up, and I haven't actually partaken yet. So what I think I'm going to do is, you would think I'd play some Bob Marley. I'm not going to play any Bob Marley. I have some dub and reggae that I'm going to get to, but no Bob Marley. The closest thing I have to Bob Marley is some live Manu Chao performing a song dedicated to Bob Marley. So check this out. It's Manu Chao live, Bobby Marley, on here on The Re-Up with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Thank you.
Okie dokie, you're back. It's the re-up, Vince. I've been so busy running around the studio here, I still haven't gotten a chance to partake in my re-upping materials. But I want to thank Angel Eyes and Sexy Mojo and Michael Jackson's Ghost for hanging in here. We're going to be going for another 2 hours here on the re-up. And basically, this is adult-only content. Anything and everything goes here. And until something really starts popping off, I'm going to continue to play some 420 friendly music to get you to where you need to be on a Sunday. It's coming up on 1 o'clock here, Pacific time. So that would be about 4 p.m. Eastern. So maybe you're on the East Coast, you had a long day, a long week. Sunday, you're just relaxing, chillaxing, as some folks say. Angel Eyes says, I'm trying to sound all sexy. You know, Angel Eyes, I do sound sexy, you're right. But I'm not trying. I just am sexy. That's just pretty much how it do. And I would challenge you to go back into my archives and find a moment where I wasn't sexy. It's just automatic, sister. It's just there. It's just how we do it. And if you dispute that, feel free to call me. 347-826-7667. The lines are open right now. This is sort of a hidden show. This account that I'm broadcasting on, Vince in the Bay, has been flagged as adult-only content. So you'll not see my show in the regular on-air queue unless you have, of course, unlocked your secure settings in your BTR profile account settings. And I learned that the hard way. But I believe Sexy Mojo knows what I'm talking about. Sexy Mojo is actually the person that called to my attention the fact that you have to that once your show is labeled adults only, it doesn't show up in the regular queue, and you have to go into your profile settings and undo the security setting. Angel Eyes says, I saw it on the sidelines. I don't know what the sidelines are. I have no idea what you're talking about. That's fine, though. I'm glad you saw it there. So I played a little, what did I play there? That was some Buju Bantan. I'm going to go into another track here. What did I play earlier? I'm trying to play stoner-friendly music. I'm sort of frantically trying to upload more stoner-friendly music because I don't really have a whole lot already on here. But I definitely have a lot of songs on here. Yeah, I played some Manu Chao earlier. The track I played was Bobby Marley, live version of Bobby Marley. Unfortunately, I don't have any Bob Marley on my BTR account here. But you don't need to hear Bobby Marley. I mean, I got tons of dub and reggae that I can play. But I played that Manu Chao song that's dedicated to Bob Marley, which is cool. And I'm going to play another track right now from Manu Chao. While I await your calls, feel free to call me at 347-826-7667. Angel Eyes, Michael Jackson's Ghost, and Sexy Mojo, laying low in the cut in the chat room. I'm going to get some stuff situated here, play this track, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Song. I already played that song. That's the Bobby Marley song. God damn it, BTR. I swear to God, dude. Alright, I'm not going to play a track now. I was going to play a track and light up. But seeing how I loaded up the wrong track there. Fuck. Anyways, I want to welcome Jay Will into the mix. Jay Will's in the chat room now. Also, of course, Michael Jackson's Ghost, Sexy Mojo. Angel Eyes was with us a second ago, but she's bailed. I don't know what her deal is. She said she saw something on the sidelines, and then she said, hey, Jay Will, and then she bailed. I don't know what her deal is. Maybe she just can't hang with... Because, see, Jay Will, this is what I'm trying to do right here. I'm trying to bring real smoke talk to the way airwaves here, okay? And I'm going to get into some marijuana-related news items in a second. But yeah, I'm going to try to play some legit stoner tunes, if you will. In fact, this is the wrong... That's the wrong mix to play underneath. I need the... Oh, man, what do I need here? Oh, I know what I need. Yeah, Bob Marley is the man. Thank you, Jay Will. Unfortunately, I don't have any Bob Marley on my BTR account here. But you've heard Bobby Marley a million times. You don't need to hear him again. I got plenty of reggae. I got plenty of dub music. I got plenty of stuff to hold it down. To do a smoke session proper, a real smoke session. But yeah, I just re-upped. I got the show going here. It's called The Re-Up. So hopefully you're all re-upping with me, because that's how it do. I'm gonna get my re-up going here, if you know what I'm saying. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to play a little Sugar Minot. This is Try Love here on The Re-Up. With Vince, give me a call, 347-826-7667.
We gotta get it on down. Some love must be found in this town. Why won't you come on and live it up in you?
Why won't you try? Why won't you try? Why won't you try?
Why won't you please keep it peeping?
Give love a try. Give love a try. Give love a try.
Just try your best and God will do the rest. Just try your best and God will do the rest.
In this time, what's no fight? Get it on down. Some love must be found.
Why won't you come on and live it up in you?
Why won't you try? Why won't you try? Why won't you try?
Why won't you please be the people?
Give love a try. Try, give love a try.
Let your light shine so bright. Let your light shine so bright. Got to really keep upright. In the good Lord's time.
In this time. In this
Come on, people. Get with it. Get with me, Vince, in the Bay. Add me on Twitter. Add me on BCR. Add me on whatever. I got some sick tracks coming up. Stoner-friendly tunes, always on the re-up. Real stoner music for real stoners. Give me a call. Going to play some Fred Wesley in a little bit here. And the Horny Horns. You know what I'm saying? Got Jay Will in the Mill in the chat room. Jay Will in the Mill, catch him every weekday night at 11 p.m. Pacific. I think that would make it something like 1. Wait, 11, 12, 1, 2. Shit, damn. That's 2 a.m. on the East Coast. 1 a.m. on the in Mill time. Fuck, dude. That's some shit. Anyway, so I finally got to my contraband, if you can't already tell from the tenor of my voice. But I got Sexy Mojo, I got Jay Will, I got two of the Mavericks of BTR in the building. Check us all out at inthebuilding.ning.com. Check Megaforce out. Megaforceonline.ning.com or megaforceonline.blogspot.com. So, damn, got some aftershocks here, bro. Oh. That's right, real stoner music for real stoners. I noticed that Wayne De La Ghetto has not showed up to the re-up. Probably because Wayne De La Ghetto isn't a real stoner. He's a poser. He pretends. He moonlights as a stoner. But that's just a venue, a vehicle, if you will, for him to get in with the ladies. Because there's a lot of 420 ladies out there that are 420 friendly, and all you have to do is smoke them out, and they'll fucking open their legs. All right? And we ain't getting down with that, all right? You're a smoker because you're a smoker. That's it. You might like sex. I'm a smoker. I like sex. I like rock and roll. I like basically everything that's in that's categorized for the show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, hip-hop, news. That's what I'm down with, all right? And you can roll all that up into a fucking blunt wrap, get a pack of Backwoods, roll that shit in there, and fucking blow that out of your ass. Sexy Mojo, no, you don't have to leave if you're not a stoner. It's fine. We can talk about anything you want. Call in. If you want to change the subject, it's fine. But you're going to get the stoner perspective here on the re-up. The real stoner perspective. Not some perspective that just wants to get in your panties. Okay? I'm talking about a stoner that is a stoner to the boner. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for your question, Sexy Mojo. I appreciate it. Once again, beneath everything, J. Will and Sexy Mojo showing up. Appreciate it. I'm going to be here for another hour. Hour and 20 minutes, sorry. Fuck. I started on the half hour. That threw me off. God, I just started. Fuck. What the fuck? Oh. So this show is X-rated, by the way. It doesn't show up in the regular show on-air shit. She doesn't wear panties. Oh, nice. Okay, composure. All right, so an hour and 22 minutes left to go. Give me a call. We can cuss. We can have sex on the air. We can, I don't want to turn this into like snuff radio, so I'm going to pretty much outlaw any sort of physical involuntary violence. So we're going to keep that off the table. Everything else is pretty much good to go. You know, we're right, got it. Bingo. We have a winner. So, anyways, moving along. I gotta get my shit straight here because I wanna. There's some marijuana news I wanna get into, and I'm gonna have that for you in a little bit. Also, have tons of 420 friendly music to share with you. But we're gonna take a break here. Be right back with your calls. Your calls always take priority here. I think some people are intimidated by my sexiness, and they aren't able to build the guts up to call in. I'm healthy. I'm clean. I don't bite. The number's 347-826-7667. We'll be right back after these messages.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy smile, and a mob that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with the Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Ticky chong, ticky chong, ticky chaka, ticky chong, ticky wow, chaka, chaka, ticky wow, wow, wow. Hong Kong Phooey, fan-rific!
We'll be right back. supplies, to socialize, to organize, to help me out, Scarrick, to
Bleach Browning Freemed and Prove.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Les Claypool, Highball with the Devil, live edition with Scarrett, Gabby Lala, Mike D, and Paulo on drums. Recorded Santa Cruz, I think summer 06. And you're tuned in to The Re-Up with Vince. And I'm taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Big ups to Beneath Everything, J. Will, and Sexy Mojo for hanging tight. We're taking your calls as always, 347-826-7667. I pasted some articles, a couple articles I came across that were posted today regarding marijuana, specifically marijuana in California. Los Angeles and San Francisco are proposing local legislation to tax, to legalize and tax marijuana cultivation and distribution. So I don't know if this is good news or bad news. It sounds like a little bit of urine mixed in with the sugar, if you know what I'm saying. But I don't know. I'm just saying. I'll get into those articles in a minute. You know what? I want to give a big shout out. We're coming up here the top of the hour. The bottom of the hour, I guess, technically, but the top of my hour, the halfway point of my show. I got another hour and 6 minutes to go. Plenty of time for you to call in, 347-826-7667. I believe Milwaukee Music, I don't know, J. Will can confirm this. J. Will, I hope you're within earshot, bruh, because I would love to get some J. Will tracks to play on my shows. So hit me up. Hit me on Twitter. Actually, hey, let's do this. This is a good segue. I have J. Will, I hope you're listening, because I need some sort of verification from the Mill Nation, because I don't have the infrastructure as the In the Building crew has, so I can't reproduce. Oh, Sexy Mojo's leaving. Bye, honey. I love you. So if I had the infrastructure as like the In the Building crew has, I would have already come out with my my mixtape to diss smoke session, because I feel obligated to fill the space that smoke session should be in right now. Right now you should be winding up your smoke session or going into the last 45 or last half hour of your smoke session. But instead you're in the re-up with Vince. And that's fine. That's cool. Unfortunately, I can't put any... I don't have enough production capacity, bandwidth, if you will, to accommodate doing a diss record right now. But that's in the works. I'm gonna put together my own mixtape, and that's going to be out in, I don't know, a couple months. but I have a few different targets that I'm going to put on blast, and you can keep your eye out for that. That'll happen eventually, and I'll do it proper, and that'll be what it do. And so with lack of having that mixtape right now, I'm going to go to somebody else's mixtape, and this goes out to Wayne Ghetto in the Milltown. This is Mr. Fab, No 420, right here on The Re-Up with Vince. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
First time she was hit, I didn't know how to roll, so she wasn't that thick. It was me, C, and B, my childhood clique. We ran a train on this girl, man, she burnt my lips. I laughed at it. One of the homies was asthmatic, so he coughed so hard she never was passed backwards. Good signs, most of them was forgot. My joints turned to blunt, my blunts was full of pot. Her eyes changed colors from brown back to green, light green back to purple to that in between. So fine, so fire, I seen her make the hardest dudes go retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit, all from one hit, man, I love it. Sugar honey, iced tea, I'm done though, I'm leaving my wifey. She said, why would you leave me alone? I'm trying to do right, I'm trying to do good. She said, why? She know how to seduce me. I'm peace on this girl, but she ain't trying to truce me. Bishop mind frame, I swear she trying to juice me. I love this girl, I swear she like Lucy. Dark skin, hard to break down like science. No alliance, never will she listen. She defiant, she a tyrant. Man, she a ruler of many. A prostitute, some like a fat, some like a skinny. Some mix her up, but I never did it dreamy. Some nights after sex, man, I go straight to Denny. She give me appetite, that's why I ain't skinny. Had it too many nights, way too many. So fine, man, she's so fire. I seen her make so many dudes retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit, all for one hit. Her love is a sh. She said, why would you leave me alone? I'm trying to do right, I'm trying to do good. Why would you leave me alone? I can't afford being stuck in the hood. She said, why would you leave me alone? Really, 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 really wanna know. She said, why? With a glare, dabbing skin, glow, shoulder length hair. Sesame spare, wouldn't mind having an affair. So much good loving, wouldn't mind if she shared. Wish she had a twin, girls don't come in pairs. Thighs, breasts, and wings, she flying in the air. Stuck up with the thought, so why even care? Flat tire love, guess I'm riding a spare. Apples and oranges, she bananas and pears. Lions and tigers, and she dragons and bears. I gotta leave her alone, I know it ain't fair. She had me too high, too way up there. Man, she's so fine, so fire. I seen her make the hardest dudes retire. Put their hands up and say that they quit, all from one hit. Her love is the sh. She said, why would you leave me alone? Trying to do right, trying to do good. Why would you leave me alone? I can't afford being stuck in the hood. She said, why would you leave me alone? Really, 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 really wanna know. She said, why would you leave me alone? Cause I don't smoke no more. It's like the weed be calling me, man. She be talking to me, man. I be trying to fight my addiction, man, you know. Like I'm not smoking right now. And I want to contradict myself and say, I'll never smoke again. So if you hear me talk about smoking, man, it's, she got me. Mike Williams. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Fight your addiction, man. Don't let it get you. The grind is a terrible thing to waste. We got to stay focused. DJ Scream, Mr. Fab.
Oh, yeah, you're tuned live to The Re-Up with Vince. We're coming up here. It's 1:30 p.m. on the Pacific. That would be 4:30 Eastern and 3:30 mill time. And it's going to be mill time. I think it's almost time for mill music. So I just want to give a big ups to the Mill Nation crew. That last track, that Mr. Fab track, was dedicated, of course, to Wayne Ghetto. And this one goes out to the entire Milltown crew. Check them out. I think they're going to be coming on in another half an hour, maybe. I don't know. But I'll check them out after this show's done. We still got an hour to go here, so an hour to take your calls here at the re-up. I'm going to go into some of these stories in a minute that I was talking about, these stories, these marijuana-related news items. Both Los Angeles and San Francisco and the state of California are all those municipalities / state government entities are deliberating on the possibility of legalizing marijuana and taxing it, of course. But they think they can make up to $2 billion in tax revenue from this, which is good for the government. I don't know if it's good for the growers and the distributors, who are already doing just fine with their business. But that will be interesting to see how that shakes down. We're gonna keep our eyes peeled. So I'll get into that in a minute, but I just wanted to give a big ups right now to the Milltown crew and play a little Coco Cal right here on the re-up. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
In my project. But if you ain't from where I'm from, like some dog don't come, or you getting beaten. Yeah, we cheating, dog, that's automatic. We greedy, but we trying to beat the needy dog with all the cattle. Steal from the rich and give to the poor. We sell a few drugs, bust a few slugs, and pimp a few hoes. Don't let us find a dick and higgity. Dog, we turn them into spiggities. We're shorties off and biggity. So if you ain't from here, I'm with my guys. Don't even roll through the play, cause all the traffic getting minimized. Crimes for help, cause you got carjacked. Niggas are rolling for a minute and pass it to the heist to sell a car back. And once you get it, you'll be stripped down. Thugs, then got some sister mania dubs and want your crib now. Y'all better get a hood respect, cause I pay to pay for a day up in my project.
My project stick in my project. Everybody in my project. My project stick, don't come to my project if you ain't with my project. My project stick in my project. Everybody in my project. My project stick, don't come to my project if you ain't with my project.
Now let me tell you about them kingpins. Drop watches, take pins on the rims, bringing 15 in. They dishing it out, they keeping it in circulation. They dodging the feds, the suckers is player hating. The whole hood stacked up and out of pole, walking on the showroom floor buying lac trucks. They stuck in the ghetto by choice, but if they go, it's jacuzzis and condos with a Rolls Royce. Now voice your opinion. You heard about the war on drugs? Now won't you tell me who you think winning? They're spending money by the piles, throwing dubs on the bourbon with the subs, and they twerking, bumping cuckoo cows. And the hood love hood rats on the bus stop, shaking they like it's hot with some good cats. Y'all better get a hood respect, cause it's pay to pay for a day up in my project.
Project. My project stick, don't come to my project.
with that cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here. Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's lost his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man.
Reefer man.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met fun reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a sudden mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
Is marijuana, and California is seriously on all state and all levels of government are pretty much primed and ready to go to start taxing the shit. So watch out for some arbitrary price increases to that sack you're going to get, no matter where it is. But I'd like to know where the hell 111 is calling from and who it is. Identify yourself.
It's me.
Oh, baby. Not on the air. Come on.
Oh, damn. Sorry. I called the wrong number. I thought this was your private line.
No, the VIP is in another 50 minutes.
Well, I'm driving right now.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I'm headed over to Crazy's house.
Oh, no. Should I call Abu? We'll go on a double date. Me and Abu and you and Crazy.
All right. Sounds good.
I want to go see that
apparently
new Borat
movie. Apparently they talked early. Oh, my son wants to see that. But what is it? Oh, Bruno? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I want to see that. I like that guy. Ali G, he's great. Yeah, I think I'm going to go see that. I'm right by the movie theater over here. I think I'm going to go take a break and enjoy it. It's a completely clear day here. I mean, there's hardly a cloud in the sky. It's just beautiful. It's just so hot and dry, which sucks.
I know, it's gorgeous out up here too.
But I'm going to go for a little bike ride, and then I'm going to cool off, take a shower, maybe take a little cat nap, and then walk over and watch Bruno.
Oh. Well, I think Crazy wanted to do a show later on today. Are you going to call in?
Yeah, what time?
I don't know. I will
All right, just
send you a
just email me. Just email me.
I will do that.
All right.
Okay, I have to drive before I get
Okay, yeah, 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 don't get in trouble. I don't know if it's against the law, but it's against the law where I am, so be safe.
I'm not worried about that. I can talk my way out of a ticket.
I bet you could.
not
hey,
hard.
Can, do me a favor. Oh, it's hard, baby. Can you do me a favor and just email me when you know the show's going to happen, and I'll check you out?
I will do that, hon.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to go into a track here because I got to take a leak.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was the lovely and talented Sexy Mojo checking in. She's up there in Oregon. And I want to thank Beneath Everything and J-Well for sticking with us. I don't even know if J-Well's heard any of this. I hope he did, because I just gave props to Mill Nation, so whatever. J-Well, if you can't hear this, give me one of your tracks, bro. I don't have any Mill Nation tracks. The closest thing I have to a Mill Nation track is that Coco Cal that I played. But yeah, I'm going to get back into this marijuana green rush, as they're calling it, in a minute. But first, I want to get some music on here so I can go take a leak. All right, let's try this. This is The Coup here on... Fuck, what's the name of the show? The Re-Up. This is The Re-Up. I want to thank Sexy Mojo for calling in. Beneath Everything for chatting. Beneath Everything, if you have any requests, give me a call. If you want to hear some Street Sweeper, just request it. I'll do it. What's cool about this account is I have like 50 songs on here, and I can play anything. You know what? I was going to play some Coup. I'm not going to play the Coup. I'm still going to play a Boots band. I'm going to play, this is for Beneath Everything and Sexy Mojo joining me on this vainglorious Sunday afternoon / early evening here on BTR. It's The Re-Up. Stoner-friendly music to fill in the void here on BTR, and taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Anything goes for the next 45 minutes. Give me a call. It's Vince in the Bay with The Re-Up on BTR. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Mistake be at your mansion with the street sweeper bucket. minutes. Make your party guests forsake their white Russians and die behind a Jimmy Martin crying and cussing. May your chef be on pissing in the bisc in the kitchen. Hey, I assume your autobiography is filed in the picture. Cause I'm just breaking back to others where you got all your cash. Do we make the revolution? I hope your life sucks. Hey, all my people in the place, put your fists in the air. I'm a down motherfucker, get up out of your chair. All my real down people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there.
Get on.
Man, give me a call, 347-826-7667. Almighty Jah Rastafari. Taking your calls, 347 INI Productions, 826 Presente, 7667. Bo, dub styly for dadas. Michael Jackson's Ghost, thanks for tuning in, bruh. Appreciate it, bruh. We're going to go into some of this marijuana news. So California sprouts marijuana green rush. San Francisco, California, on the scene. A drug deal pays out California style. A conservatively dressed courier drives a company leased smart car to an apartment on a weekly afternoon. Eric Alvaro hands off a white paper bag to his 58-year-old customer, who inspects the bag to ensure that everything he ordered over the phone is there. An eighth ounce of organic marijuana buds for treating his seasonal allergies. Check. An eighth of a different pot strain for insomnia. Check. THC-infused lozenges and tea bags? Check. And check. With a free herb-laced cookie thrown in as a thank you gift. It's a $102 credit card transaction carried out with the practice efficiency of a home-delivered pizza. Anyways, blah-bitty-blah. I'll paste the link in here for you. Boop, boop, dub styly. Check that shit out. They're gonna start taxing our bud, man. Prices are gonna go up, bitches. Anyways, a big Jah Rastafari.
thanking the Almighty Jah for bracing us with the presence of In the Building. Praise Jah. I and I Productions presents In the Building. Much love and respect. We are now going to start the party. Dub reggae, Rastafarian, gypsy style. You have the purple. You like the purple? No? You don't like it, the purple? The purple. Mo, mo, mo. Dub Sally, purple. Purple haze. You have grapes. You like the grapes. You like it, the grapes? The purple. Yes, I do the chat in the purple. I do the chat in the purple. I start the chat in the purple. Start wearing the purple. Please. For me now.
De violeta para mí, tu cordura y sabiduría se irán, te lo juro. Es todo cuestión de Dios.
So, yeah.
And we'll all vanish.
I'm running.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
So.
dancing such a great fucking night up at El Soto. Why don't you start wearing purple? Why don't you all start wearing purple? Respect.
Start wearing purple for me,
Culture Shock. Thank you, very nice.
Yeah, thank you, very nice. That was very nice. That was Gogo Bordello with special help from Gino from Culture Shock. Right here on the re-up with Vince, we got 30 minutes remaining, 30 minutes left to take your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to Beneath Everything, I Be the Wise One in the building, and J-Well from the Mill. Holding it down in the chat room, laying low in the cut, I Be, love to see you here, my brother. Maybe I got 30 minutes left. I might have enough time to squeeze in one of the tracks from your son. So if you want to request one of those songs, go ahead and just dial that into the chat room there. And I can fulfill that request. So anybody else has any requests, the number is 347-826-7667. We'll try to fit them in. We got 30 minutes left. I don't know when, maybe In the Building can fill me in when or if Mill Music is going on. Because I was going to do a show after Mill Music. I have my regular show at 10 at 7 p.m. I'm going to probably do a lead-in before that, 7 p.m. Pacific. So it's going to be 10 p.m. Eastern is my regular show. That's mega show. And then I might do a show right before that leading into it. So that might start off at like around 5 p.m. my time, so 8 p.m. Eastern. So 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be back on, but I'll be trolling around BTR, and I'm actually, you know what, I might not do the lead-in show. I might break away and go see a movie. The day is still a beautiful day here in Northern California, and I might go on a little bike ride and then go over to the movies and see the new Borat movie. And so I might have a review for that on my show. So that's, I think, well, that's the plan. I'm not going to do a lead-in show. Okay, we just finished our production meeting there on air. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go check out the new Bruno, and then I'm going to run back to the studio and give a review on it tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. Mill time. 7 p.m. Pacific. So IB says anyone is fine. All right, IB. Within the next half hour, if I can't get it in, because I got to upload it and all that bullshit, you know how that works and you know how BTR is. But if I can't get it in tonight, I will for sure get it in my next show. But I think I can get it in tonight. Or right now, I mean. If not, I'll do it again tonight when I get back from seeing Borat 2, Electric Boogaloo. But you know what, IB might actually appreciate this track I was getting ready to play here. So I'm going to send this out to IB. My main man can probably appreciate some good funky music, some good, what's this? Oh, this just in. Miss PG says they liked the Arabian Nights track on the sidebar the other night. So Miss PG suggests Arabian Nights. Milwaukee Music canceled. Okay, so this is what we'll do. If you want, if you guys are going to push back, I don't know, you push back Milwaukee Music, you let me know. You figure it out amongst yourselves. Because I'm perfectly willing to do another show back-to-back after this. Like, this one ends in a half an hour. I could easily do another one, let's say, 3 p.m. my time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mill time. So let me know what's up with that, and we'll try to fit in some Arabian Nights and whatever other requests. But right now I want to send this out to IB. Thanks for coming through, my brother. I think you'll appreciate some horny horns, because we all have our horny horns, and that's really what Mega Show and Mega Dude are all about. We're just horny people with horns, but in my case, it's a megaphone. So let's check out some Fred Wesley with his horny horns here on the re-up. That's right, the re-up with Vince, 347-826-7667. Hit me up.
What it do? I'm back. Take your call. Taking your call. 347-826-7667. Gonna try to get into some something for IB. I'm working on it, bro. We only got so many interns on the staff here, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, bro. Easy Rider, what it do? Michael Jackson's Ghost, what it do? Miss PG, J. Will from the mill in the building. IB, Easy Rider, Beneath Everything. Love, Almighty Jah Rastafari, I and I Productions. Love is love. Get my noodles with it, yo. Welcome to the re-up. The Real Smokers Corner. Where real smokers congregate, holding it down where others should have held it down, as it were. Anyways, come join us out here in California. AP just reported that apparently they can they're thinking of starting to legalize marijuana and tax it, because they can raise essentially $2 billion a year in tax revenue. And supposedly that's gonna solve the $20 billion budget. I mean, it's not bad. It's like 5%, right? Whatever. It's a nice little chip in the kneecap. So, yeah. So, AP reports that the story of this guy who goes and delivers a white paper bag to a 58-year-old woman. And everything's clean and orderly and done over the phone, and she gets like multiple prescriptions, one to keep her, you know, awake during the day, one to put her to sleep at night. She's got these THC-infused lozenges and tea bags. That's what actually intrigues me, is the tea bags. I'm all about the tea bagging. The THC-infused tea bags? Sign me up. So she got an eighth of one strain, an eighth of another strain, THC's infused lozenges and tea bags, plus on top of that, a free herbalized cookie as a thank you gift, $102 on her credit card. And now the government wants to tax that shit. So the government wants what? How much do they want? They want 5%? They want 10% of that $102? How much do they want exactly? And how much is that going to be passed on to the consumer? And how many goddamn chemicals are they going to lace this shit with? And how many loopholes and regulations are they going to put in place? And how many independent growers are they going to put out of business? Meanwhile, New York Times, this is their story today. Marijuana is a gateway drug to two debates. You know, still on this gateway drug debate, right? So I gave you the example, the AP, this is off Google News, the AP gave the example of this 58-year-old woman who ordered her pot over the phone, got it delivered straight to her door, $100, right? So that was put up today on the AP. Today also on New York Times, they have a story by Sarah Kershaw saying marijuana is a gateway drug to two debates. And here's their story. To counteract the West Coast, California story of the pleasant woman, the 58-year-old woman who gets her pot delivered to her, gets a nice deal for $100, right? It's all good. Everybody's happy. So here's the New York Times. They give you their story, right? Here we go. This is off the New York Times. It was as if she woke up one day and decades of her life had disappeared. Joyce, 52, a writer in Manhattan, started smoking pot when she was 15, and for years it was a pleasant escape, a calming protective cloud. Then it became an obsession, something she needed to get through the day. She found herself holding her addiction from her family, friends, and coworkers.
quote, I would come home from work, close my door, have a bong, my food, my music, and my dog, and I wouldn't see any other person until I went to work the next day, end quote, says Joyce, who, like many, many others in this article, asked that her full name not be published because she does not want people to know her past drug use. Quote, what kind of life is that? I did that for 20 years. All right, I'm going to stop right there. This is just ridiculous. I'm going to post this up in the chat room. This is just like, I'm going to give you the New York Times, what the New York Times wants you to think. Here you go. In purple, of course, because this is brought to you in part by grapes. And then, okay, so read that bullshit, that story, and then compare it to the actual real shit, the AP, the nitty-gritty. Okay, compare these two stories, and what are these entities trying to disseminate here? Because I'm telling you right now, it's, you know, just like we should mourn, you know, pop music and the passing of Michael Jackson, you know, I think as much should be the broadcasting industry, the mainstream media needs to be scrutinized in light of Walter Cronkite's passing, because he represented an era of the golden era of journalism. Journalism is dead. The journalism as we like to think of it, the pure objective man on the street reporting, is no longer there. I mean, it is there, but it's not on CNN. It's not on Fox News. It's not on MSNBC. It's on places like this, BTR. It's on Twitter. It's where the people are on the street who see it and live it. Okay, so here we have typical New York Times trying to play like the fear card, or the, you know, just they just prey on fear. When they see something that they don't like, they just snap at it, and it's yellow journalism. And that's what we had in this country in the, you know, at the turn of the last century, when we turned from the 1800s to the 1900s, we had the only journalism we had was yellow journalism. Pulitzer, look up Pulitzer, the guy that we award the journalistic prize to, the Pulitzer. He was a notorious yellow journalist. He was a notorious propagandist, you know, and that's what it's come back to. It's all propaganda. And the only time it had a chance of being purely objective was, I would say, in the late 60s, early 70s. That era when there was major civil upheaval, there was major real social change, real change going on, tangible change and results going on, and there was reporters like Walter Cronkite, And op-ed people like a Tom Wolfe or even gonzo journalism like Hunter S. Thompson. You know, that was the golden age. People were experimental. They were creative. They had their own angle, but they still reported off the facts. Reported the facts, and, you know, did not deny the facts and twist them and spin them. And that's what it's turned into. And some people are calling Walter Cronkite, oh, we should still remember that he was the face of tyranny, or he was the face of aggression or whatever. No, he was a pioneer. They didn't know what to do with him. It took them a while to figure out how to manipulate these talking heads. And that's why you don't see a Walter Cronkite anymore, because they don't have people, talking heads on there that can think for themselves anymore. They just have automatons that will read off the teleprompter. And that's what you're getting, and that's what the New York Times is buying into. That's what the whole frame of reference they're coming from. That's the whole machine they support. So I would say take all your New York Times articles with a grain of salt. But I will give them one thing. They got a pretty cool fucking marijuana picture on here. Yeah, so I can actually empathize with this article, though, this woman. I had a similar experience to her. It didn't take me 20 years to figure out that I should stop doing it. It took me about a year of being depressed and being alone and smoking by myself and shutting everybody out. I mean, that's called depression. People do that without smoking marijuana, okay? It's called depression, and you need to get treated for it. You need to recognize it and work through it. You know, maybe you need to put down the marijuana for a while and work through your personal demons, and then when you come out the other side, you can pick it back up. That's basically what I did. I wrestled with my demons. I got to the point where I was just smoking alone, but I didn't wait 20 years. I mean, I can't be too sympathetic, because I realized after about a year that, hey, I'm on the wrong road here. I'm just like burning it alone and not talking to anybody and just sleeping all the time. And I'm not concentrating and just being anxious all the time. It's just like, you got to work through that. However, you got to work through it, but it's not the marijuana's fault. It's your fault. It's you have to work through your personal demons. You can't blame it on the pot. Just like, guns don't kill people. People kill people. Same thing. Marijuana doesn't make you stupid. Marijuana doesn't make you fucking retarded or stubborn or depressed. People make themselves stubborn and depressed, and they use crutches like marijuana or other some sort of self-medication to be able to pass the blame off. But I do have to give it up to the New York Times. They got a pretty fucking cool pot leaf image here. I'm gonna save this shit. This is fucking cool. Oh yeah, it's like this pot leaf, and then in the middle, it's like this guy. He's all huddled in the corner. He's like depressed, shutting out the world. Such bullshit. I'm gonna Photoshop this bitch. Oh yeah. Anyways, taking your calls. We got about 10 minutes left here, 347-826-7667. I don't know. I haven't been in the chat room. Let's see what's up here. Everybody's asleep. Great. I put everybody asleep. Oh, I know how to wake people up. You people ready to wake up? I'm going to shake some things. I got to take a leak. You know what? Michael Jackson's ghost. God, I'm so tempted to do it. I so want to play some Michael Jackson right now, but I can't. I really want to play Shake Your Body by Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's ghost is here. So we can't do that. Sorry. Not going to do it. Yeah. No sweet leaf. In fact, you know what, Michael Jackson, I'm not going to take your requests until you come on my show. Okay, this is the re-up with Vince. I'm playing. Okay, you know what? I did this earlier, but you guys dropped off in the building. Are you still listening, or what's up? If any in the building crew can verify that they are listening right now, let me know. Hit me up. If not, I'll play something else. You know, I got to take a leak. If not, here's why. Because I'm right next to the bathroom, and the water keeps dripping in there, and it makes me want to go pee even more. So I got to take care of that. I'll be right back. I'm back. Took a leak. I'm done. The water dripping's not going to bother me anymore. It's Vince back here with you on the re-up. Got 4 minutes left in the show. We're going to wind it down here. I want to thank everybody for coming out. I'd Be the Wise One. Miss PG in the building. J. Will from the Mill. Easy Rider Beneath Everything. Michael Jackson's Ghost. We, of course, did not play any Michael Jackson because Michael Jackson's Ghost was present, and he has not called in on any shows of BTR whatsoever. So we will not be playing any Michael Jackson music until that happens. But IB made an interesting comment right here. He said, being Michael Jackson's ghost, you should know everything about him and J5. Jackson 5. Okay, I thought when he said J5, I thought he was referring to Jurassic 5, and apparently not. But I thought it would still be a good segue to play some J5. I don't have any J5, but I do have some Charlie Tuna with Galactic performing some J5. So I think I'm going to go into that in a second here. Getting ready to sign off, though. 3 minutes left. I want to thank Sexy Mojo for calling in. And all of you for tuning in, especially those who are still laying in the cut in the chat room, especially, of course, Beneath Everything, B, in the cut. Appreciate it, bruh. Easy Rider, stopping through. Appreciate it. In the building, I think that's Petey Green. Thanks for coming through, bro. J. Well from the Mill, as always, a pleasure and an honor. And Miss PG, the sexy den mother, the den mother of sexiness here on BTR, bringing it nightly, getting paid and getting laid. That's Miss PG and In the Building crew. I'm Vince. I'm part of the Megaforce online crew. Check me out on the internet, megaforceonline.ning.com. Also, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. Or do me up on Twitter, twitter.com/megaforceonline. And that's how we do. Sayonara. I think I'll do another show in a half an hour if there's not something else going on. I got to figure out the movie times, but I'm going to go check out a movie in about, I don't know, an hour or two. So I'm going to do a show in a half an hour if you guys want to check that out. I'll do that for a little bit while I check out the movie times and take it from there. So appreciate taking your calls, even though I only got one. But Sexy Mojo, my co-host, my wing lady, my sugar mama, she stopped in. She's driving, though. She's going to some parts. She's going to go party somewhere or go to the beach or some shit. But I'm going to go on a bike ride and check out this movie in a little bit. Before I do that, I'm going to do a show. 3 p.m. Excuse me, 3 p.m. Pacific. It'll be 6 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Mill time. That'll be coming up in a half an hour. It'll be another Vince mega production of some sort. Join me over there. Or if there's something else cracking, just hit me up and let me know what's up. The chat will be open for a little bit here. I'll go in the VIP. If anybody wants to hit me in the VIP, it's time to jump in now. Here's the VIP. You got 30 seconds to call that number. Actually, you have 20 seconds to call that number. And join me. I'll do a little miniature VIP carnival. We'll call into some other shows, prank call some other shows, play some music, and fuck shit up for half an hour while I set up my other show. So, 347-826-7667. I'm out of here. Here's Tuna. Late. Thank you.
the Terradome. I'm your host, the friendly neighborhood territory. Focus on the spirits of old poets. I don't drink, but I never will hold my wet. Similar to Paul or Miss Dunbar from the Cunyans over to Song Chorus in One Star. I'm 1/6 of a clique that runs it. For commercial town, the parts are in constant conflict. A lot of details, on my body be still. I'm from out of the wheels. Middle sea, feeling good times, just like 11 with the window feet. Feeling in mind like Michael Evans. Everybody reclined and watch me get deplored. Pouring reservoirs on your desert shores. You're witnessing mental and verbal fitness. Friend is soon to fish and descended from Lake Michigan.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, man.
Who are you?
New York, make the love.
Coming through today.
Competition, listen, you got work to do. Official call me Charlie 2 and 8. And when I bring it, I'll be bringing it straight to you. One time, yo,
coming through today.
No band 50 in it, you can't pass it by. This how you spell it, man.
Charlie 2 and 8.
Live on the west, but I'm
coming straight for shot all day.
When I say that, I'm much more than just a backpack rap. Intelligent rhyme, act, a militant black cat. Killing enemies, platinum black bags, but forever spit irrelevant facts, and that's that. Can you play the game inside the game? Without rest, bless my skull's lace with time. Taking your place, your past metal detection, yeah.
Listen, vintage.
Deep in the trenches, every sentence in these speakers deep in Swiss. Speaking through business and speaking bleaker than Memphis. Seeking your answers with heat, seeking it in
sense. Hey, wait a minute.
Yes, man.
Who are you?
You're great to know.
Coming through today.
Competition, listen, you got work to do. Tune the fish and call me
Charlie 2 and 8.
And when I bring it, I'll be bringing it straight to you.
Coming through today.
No man, baby, in it, you can't pass it by. This ain't your style, it, man.
Charlie 2 and 8.
Live on the west, but I'm
coming straight to shop all day.
Yeah, I'm coming through today. Up from the city where they buried Al Capone and house music was born. Robert Kelly performed and heavy sounds were shown. I made it and settled miles from home. Coast to coast, LA from Chicago. Winnie your Bosco spitting this pretty gospel. Get no diplomat, apocalyptic rap. I'm gifted, come to grips with that fact. You're learning about the current thing. Listen,
you got work to do.
Soon the fisher call me
Charlie 2 and 8.
And when I bring it, I'll be
bringing it straight to you.
Three times, y'all.
Coming through today.
A man, baby, in the UK, pass it by. This how you spell it, man.
Charlie 2 and 8.
Live on the west, but I'm
coming straight from shop all day.
Yep. Hey, like I said before, it's more in store. Charlie 2 the fish, the Lord. Yeah. The plastic on the stage tonight. Yeah. New York, now y'all are right, y'all.
Don't stop.
A party people in the place.
Rock on.
Rock on. It's like that job.
And you don't stop.
A Mr. Tully to the best.
Rock on.
A Mr. Merle Hermit Monster. No burning hands are sick of phony monsters. Controlling the dance floor. In them dark places hit you when you start.
Make it.
Your heart races as we bring in your heart stretches. Taunt because we bring in these high styles.
Through.
Some of you come up with chins from John Howe. You were power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like old steel from old
steel. We're not falling, we take it back to the days that just saw them. We holding on to what's golden, and on the stage I'm raising up. We're not falling, a shot calling, we take it back to the days that just saw them. We holding on to what's golden,
and on the stage I'm raising up.
It's the Mike Geronimo who write phenomenal insight to insight any rapper's monologue. Here and after I evolve, I keep it moving like minutes, seconds, to hours, and like turning cadavers. Or start or finish, you can't mark the blemish the style that leave marks diminished with art with limits. I hope God forgive us how we embrace simple twists. Our bodies and style flow like that.
Fish in this place, and yes, I'm trying to show y'all my style and my grace. So, as I stand here trying to persevere, everybody in this place, I'm trying to get you here. So, if you having fun tonight, then show me your hand. Trying to touch it all way to the sky, and listen to the words that I'm trying to sing. If you know I'm singing along with this, let's pray. Come on, hey,
we're not falling, we take it back to the days that you're showing. We holding on to what's golden, and on the stage, I'm raging up. We're not falling, a shot calling. We
rising, yes, darling. We holding on to what's golden. And on the stage, I'm raging, I'm frozen. Come on.
Still running across the street right into a Cadillac grill. Always the time I thought I'd like to take your time.
in your past tense.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
want to cut that song short. I know I said I wasn't going to do that with local bands and whatnot, but this isn't a regularly scheduled show. And since I rarely get callers outside of the usual suspects, I'm going to take this call. It's a 650 area code.
Hey,
caller,
what's up?
You are on the air with Nutmeg Mix. This is Nutmeg. How are you doing?
Hey, Nutmeg. What's going on? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Sweet. I'm doing mega-rific. This is Mega Dude.
Hey. How's it going, Mega Dude?
Oh, you know how it is. The life of a player.
Ah. I remember those days.
Yeah. I got my mega hose. They're clocking me some dollars. Taking care of business. And just counting my money and doing my BTR show. And that's over with. So now I'm here. I'm sorry I missed your song. It sounds like you play cool tunes. And I love that you're the Nutmeg Mix, and you're joined by Mega Dude and Morning Coffee.
Yes, that is awesome. What is when does your show broadcast, Mega Dude?
Normally, my show is on 7 p.m. Pacific. That would be 10 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. Central.
Okay.
Monday, 24/7 or whatever, 5 days a week, 7 days a week. However many days there are in the week, I do it at 7 p.m. that same time Pacific.
Sweet. Do you have like a?
It's totally sweet.
Topic on about your show, or is it just like random stuff?
No, I let my callers kind of dictate that. The calls take priority, kind of like you, where you just cut off the music and you're like, oh, I got a caller. I do the same thing. Callers take priority. If they're going out of their way to call on my show, they should come on like as soon as I can get them on.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, the one show I let the song play out because I just started it, and I'm all about plugging like indie or local artists.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah. Well, what's local for you?
I'm waiting, so. But
what's I'm sorry. What's local for you? What part of the country?
I'm from the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area, so we do like local.
All right, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but I play a few people from all over the country that I found on MySpace or radio show. I play people from Florida, L.A.
Sure.
I don't discriminate.
Totally. Don't hate, just emulate.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
That's cool. So you're holding it down. So it's like coming up on 6 p.m. your time, eh?
Yeah, I'm almost out of showtime, I think. Let me see how many minutes we got. Got 11 minutes left in the broadcast.
11
is there
minutes
anything
to
you
take
would like
your calls right here on Nutmeg's Mix. 347-633-9372 is the number. This is the Random Sunday Show with your host, the beautiful, the talented, the sexy Nutmeg. Back to you, Nutmeg.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
So is there anything you would like to discuss, Mega Dude, while you're on the air?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Sure, why not? The topic on my show was all these different municipalities out here in California, like the local and state governments are proposing legislation now in the works for potentially legalizing, regulating, and taxing marijuana in the state of California and in particular municipalities throughout the state. And I think this is a double-edged sword, and I just want to know how far in the edge that's going to like get me in the stab. My politicians are going to stab me in the back with. How deep is that going to cut? Like basically, an eighth of weed has been around $50, more or less, for the last 15 years. Now, once you start regulating stuff, suddenly you start introducing bureaucracy and layers of paperwork and legalese to go through, and that all that infrastructure, all that new industry that builds around it will suddenly be put in place and have to be fed. So they're going to up the taxes on it. Suddenly my eighth of weed that used to cost me $50 for the last 15 years is going to go up to like $100. You know, where is it going to end? And that's what scares me about this. I kind of like it where it is right now, where it's just kind of in a gray area. It's like it might as well be legal, but it's not. So it's not regulated. And so people can grow independently. People can distribute independently. It's legal within the state of California to do medicinally. You know, it's fine. But now you're essentially going to start seeing Marlboro marijuana cigarettes, you know, and they're going to have chemicals in them, and it's going to be prepackaged, and the mass-produced stuff is the stuff that's going to be cheap, and God knows what they're going to do to that, and they're going to squeeze out the little man, and the independent growers, the independent distributors are going to get pinched, and suddenly you're going to have this big legitimized industry that, oh, where's my health care benefits? Where's this? Where's that? And we're in this mindset that we're entitled to health benefits or health insurance, which is all insurance of all shapes and colors is just the biggest scam. You want to talk about Ponzi schemes. The insurance industry in this world, this global planet that we live on, that system in and of itself makes Bernie Madoff look like Papa Smurf, okay? We're talking about fucking Gargamel, all right?
Wow. Yeah, I can see your point. I mean, that's why global, well, at least in this country for the most part, it's not really legal because the drug dealers don't want it legal. The people don't want it legal because it increases the amount of money that you have to pay for it. But then on the other hand, at least if it's legal, you don't get like criminal charges against you. But then, and it's tax revenue for the state and, you know, the government, whatever. But then the quality goes down and the price goes up. So I can definitely see where you're coming from on that. And then it becomes all political bullshit.
I hate politics.
Are you still there?
My bad.
You all right?
What's the topic?
Workers who get paid.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just getting ready. I'm going to go see Bruno.
Hey, but you know what? Go ahead. I'm not giving you a ticket.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I have some special guests in the studio today. So they're.
Oh, sick. Who's your guest?
I have B Button from the Jump Button Show.
I have no idea what that means, but it's good to know he's here.
And I also have Mr. C Button, the Jump Button Show.
I thought you were just talking about him. Wait,
yeah.
There's two of them?
There's two of them here in the studio here.
That's zany.
But, yeah.
That's how it do. See, I'm gonna take a little page from Walter Cronkite on my show. Instead of saying "and that's how it is," I'm gonna say "and that's how we do,"
we like it.
Or "that's what it do."
I recommend that highly. He joined Michael
Jackson this week. Oh, come on! We didn't have to go to MJ. I didn't mean to bring it down that far. Sorry, bro. It's your program.
We're not going to go down that far. I just recently heard the Walter Cronkite thing out of nowhere. I was surprised when he was still alive, actually. I thought he died a while ago.
And he lasted longer than...
Wow.
Yeah, he was... Walter Cronkite was dead to me about 30 years ago. Once he went off the air, I was like, fuck. I was like 8 years old when he went off the air. So, like, he pretty much was off the map, unless you were, like, following him as speaking engagements or book signings or whatever. He was, or Charlie Rose, you know, centennial interviews or whatever. He was pretty much off the radar, which was cool. I mean, he kind of put in his time. He's like, all right. See, I think more public figures should take that approach. Like these career politicians and all these career celebrities. Like you should just, you know, put in like football players. They play 10, 15 years and then they're out, you know? And like, you know, I think these people get locked in there for 30, 40, 50 years or lifetime politicians or lifetime celebrities. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. People treat Like, the media knows, everybody knows their business. It's like they're fucking deities. Like, who cares? Like, they're just another breathing, shitting human being. They just happen to have more money or more pull.
And better dance moves.
What's that?
I said some of them have better dance moves, too.
Better dance moves? Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure. Way better than me.
Well, but,
Morning Coffee is having a good chuckle. Lots of LOLs.
Yes. The Morning Coffee Show, they're beautiful. I highly
Somebody
recommend.
Somebody is having a Morning Coffee. I don't know if you don't realize this morning. It's not morning anymore. So you can stop with the coffee.
Medical science. Shiting human?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in the chat room for the next 5 minutes only, couples only for the next 5 minutes.
Shiting human. I think they meant shitting, but they can't type shitting because Blog Talk Radio is like, it censors you.
For the next 5 minutes in the chat room, you must now spell out shit or fuck without having it get the asterisk symbol. So it's like shitfuck. Try all the combinations. Have fun with it. See how far you can go without getting censored.
I just did it. Shit, fuck.
I can do it better.
Oh, God.
Or you can do fucks, fuuukxxxx.
What are you trying to do? What does this guy do? We're supposed to be adults here, folks.
Yeah, this is adults only, by the way, folks. If you're in the chat room, duh, LOL, and shite are not allowed for the next 5 minutes. No LOLs for the next 5 minutes.
Dick J, I'll take it.
Got mirror.
Well, that goes through.
Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe because it's caps.
Maybe, I don't know. Either way, it's pretty damn funny. It makes me happy. Good job, butterfly.
Yeah, nutmeg, you pulled it off. What was that, the L?
No, that was, I think that was my, my husband, Mr. Cockbutton, over here, he typed in S-H, lowercase L, capital T, and it worked.
Oh.
It automatically puts asterisks when you type in curse fucks, curse words.
Yeah, that's cool.
Look at that.
Say something dirty, Morning Coffee.
Bring it.
Yeah, I think I only have, I have 1 minute remaining in the show. I want to thank you, Mega Dude, for calling in, and I will, I'll try to catch your show tonight. Are you going to be on tonight?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
7 p.m.
Cool.
Pacific, so translate that for Australian time or wherever the fuck you are.
I'm over here in Eastern Standard, but
yeah, so I'll be 10 p.m. your time. Tune in. I'm going to have my Bruno review. I'm going to go see Bruno right now. I'll come back and talk about it.
Nice.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thanks again for calling in and listening.
Late skates.
Thank you. That was Mega Dude from the Mega Dude Show. And I also want to say... I have 60 seconds until showtime ends, according to Blog Talk Radio. I want to say thanks once again to B Button and C Button for being in the studio today. Thanks for Morning Coffee for joining us in the chat room, and Butterfly 70 with Good Vibrations on their show. Thanks again, everybody. This was a successful. This was a very successful show, surprisingly. check me out at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fridays, where I'll play local and indie music for you. I have a brand new playlist. I promise I won't babble as much. But thanks again, and you have a great week, and I will talk to you all on Friday if you're listening. Take care, and So I'm going to end this with a little bit of this.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.